Justin Flick back with you, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler to talk Colton girls basketball. The Lady Cats are 4-8 on the season, wrapping up the Tonganoxie tournament last week. Colton got on the winner's side of the bracket, got to see some bigger schools, different teams, although the second game there in the second round of semifinal was a rematch against Bonner Springs. Holton falls 63-41, and then a really tight, good competitive game Saturday to finish the tournament. The third-place game, Holton falling to Casey Piper 37-31. So just kind of final thoughts, I guess, Coach, on what you felt like the final two tournament games and some ways that maybe your team got better against that competition in Tongi last week.
Yeah, the number one objective, obviously, you want to try to win the tournament, but you also want to become a better basketball team over the course of the tournament week. And I really feel like we're a better basketball team today than we were a week ago going in. And the Bonner Springs game, you look at the final score, it's really not indicative of how close the game was. We got down early, 28-11, with about 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter, and our girls go on an 11-0 run. Get the lead cut to 6 at half. We chip away at it in the third quarter and have it down to 3 points with the ball about halfway through the third. And you got to give Bonner Springs some credit. They have a fantastic player, but they had players around her that really shot it well from the three-point line. When you shoot 11 for 19, that's really tough to overcome. So I was really pleased with the way we fought hard and competed in that game against a very talented 5A team. And then in the third place game against Casey Piper, I thought, it was a tight match the whole way. If the ball bounces our way, if we make a few fewer errors, make one more play on offense, that game may end up on our side. So a lot of positives to draw from the week and some things we need to work on cleaning up.
You've had a chance to kind of catch your breath. No game earlier this week, of course, so it sounds like you took a day off and kind of your last chance to do that. I mean, one final non-league game at Chapman Friday night, and then it's the second time through the Big Seven. So how do you approach this time this week, I guess, with a quick little reset and then getting ready for a bunch of rematches and kind of the final push of the season coming up?
Yeah, we gave them Sunday, Monday off. A little bit of rest and recovery for bodies and minds, and got back after work on Tuesday, had a great practice. That's really what we're focusing on right now, is what things do we need to improve for us to become a better basketball team and build off of where we were coming out of the Tonganoxie tournament. And we're obviously game planning for Chapman. They're a nice team. They are a very athletic team that likes to pressure and very skilled on offense with a couple of their players and can shoot the ball. So we'll be planning and preparing for that as well. But and looking forward to the second half of our league season. And if we can build off of the Tongi tournament, I think we'll be in a good position coming late February, early March.
We look forward to seeing you in Chapman. The game will be on the Holton Channel. Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck on Friday.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls, will return to visit with boys coach Eric Tate right after this.